meaning that the report is lies and smears. This is USA Radio News.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24-Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24-Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24-Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
NFL players continue their protests during the national anthem, but on a much smaller scale than in recent weeks, as we hear from Mark Mayfield.
Several San Francisco 49ers players knelt during the national anthem before their game with the Cowboys. Dallas defensive lineman David Irving raised his fist during the anthem, as did Rams defensive end Robert Quinn. Titans wide receiver Rishard Matthews remained in the tunnel for the anthem and joined his teammates after the anthem was over.
Another major Hollywood player accused of sexual harassment. More than three dozen women now accusing 72-year-old writer-director James Toback of sexually harassing them. Toback is denying the accusations. A man suspected of plotting an attack at a Miami shopping mall is to make his initial appearance in court today, as authorities say Vicente Solano was inspired by ISIS to set off a bomb at the Dolphin Mall. He was arrested after engaging with an FBI agent who was posing as a like-minded radical. And this is USA Radio News.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Police in Florida say they're looking for a killer who is striking fear into one Tampa neighborhood, as over the past 2 weeks, three people have been gunned down in the Seminole Heights area, and police believe all three of those killings are connected. The first murder happened on the 9th of October. The most recent was last Thursday. All three victims killed within a one-mile radius of each other. Crews from the Department of Homeland Security are now checking out the border wall prototypes in San Diego. We get an update from Jason Campidonia.
The 8 prototypes of President Trump's border wall will be put through several tests this week. Each model is 18 to 30 feet high and 30 feet long, and the tests will include how long it takes to scale the barrier or breach it using a concrete saw or jackhammer. Crews will also be testing sensors placed in some of the walls to see how long it takes border agents to be alerted. 6 companies have until Thursday to finish their designs.
President Trump's daughter Ivanka will be in Pennsylvania today, where she'll be taking part in a town hall event on the president's tax cut plan. She'll be in Richboro, PA, where she's expected to tout the benefits the proposal will have for middle-class Americans. And the nation's longest-serving late-night talk show host ever, David Letterman, received the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor at the Kennedy Center last night. Most of the comedians who honored Letterman were poking fun at him for the very long gray beard he's been growing since he retired in 2015. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Mueller from Nutrimost of Flemington, and we are here with Get Healthy Hunterton, and we've got some weather to talk to you about today. It's mostly cloudy with a near high of 71 degrees, light southeast wind becoming south from 5 to 9 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight, showers with thunderstorms also possible after 5 a.m., low around the 62 degree Fahrenheit. Southeast winds around 7 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is nearly 80%, so get ready for those rains coming in. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch, except higher amounts possible in those thunderstorm areas and all. Welcome, everybody. We're here at Get Healthy Hunterton, and this is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington. And today we've got a very exciting guest who's just returned to us from across the great ocean there and all on one of her many treks and journeys across the lands to find things far and few people have seen and sampled and done and all. So with us we have
Melissa Piquel.
And you are a?
I am a registered dietitian nutritionist.
Okay.
And my practice is called New You Nutrition.
And why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Sure. Well, I do private nutrition counseling. My specialties are working with people that have autoimmune conditions, food sensitivities, and I'm really passionate about plants. My mission is to have people eat more plants, however, you know, way is comfortable for them. And really, that's my mission in life, I think, to teach people how they can be so delicious and the best and most delicious ways to prepare them, whether they decide to transition fully to a plant-based diet or continue to eat the highest quality animal proteins but just increase their plant, you know, their plant eating.
Eating and stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
We always hear, like, in our office and stuff, you know, do I have to become a vegetarian or do I have to be vegan? Or can you give us a definition of what a vegetarian, vegan, and then because so many people come in and they say, oh, I'm a vegetarian. So I said, well, what don't you eat and stuff? Well, I don't eat beef anymore. So in some people's minds, not eating beef like a hamburger, they're vegetarian also. What is the terminology more appropriate for what we're looking at, whole food, plant-based eating?
Yeah, so vegetarian really speaks to someone that will include some animal products, but not the flesh of the animal. So the milk of the animal, the egg of the animal. But generally, a vegetarian does not even eat fish, much less, you know, chicken or beef.
Oh, okay. No fish. Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. There's a new term that's come around for the last, I don't know, 10 years or so, called flexitarian. And I think we're seeing a lot more of that. It's really people that want to eat more plant-based meals but don't want to commit 100% to eating plant-based meals. And so they'll probably most of the time eat plant-centered or plant-heavy meals, and either use the animal protein as a garnish as opposed to the center of the plate.
Oh, okay.
Or they'll mostly eat plant-based meals, and once in a while when they go out to dinner, they'll have fish. Generally, those people who are flexitarian are not eating beef or cow products. And then there's vegan and there's plant-based.
Okay.
And vegan is really a lifestyle choice, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
There's a real philosophy behind that, and that is to not harm any creature. So any, you know, process that is would harm a creature, including, you know, you wouldn't want to wear leather because of the way that that is obtained from a cow. You wouldn't wear wool or silk because it's exploitation of the animal. Even something like honey, where which, you know, in some circles, honey is a very healthy choice.
Oh, yeah.
But for someone who's vegan, honey gathering actually does harm and kill some of the bees. Mm-hmm. And so it's, you know, it's beyond just the food that you're eating. It's the impact of the way animals and other creatures are treated.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And versus someone who might be plant-based for health reasons, they might, you know, decide to do a plant-based diet to help with their diabetes or with their heart disease or to lose weight. Mm-hmm. And so they may not be as concerned with what they're wearing.
Right,
even just body products. You know, we use shampoo and body lotion, and oftentimes those are tested on animals.
Yeah, that's all true. Sure, yeah.
You know, or they may have some type of animal product in them. So someone who's vegan is going to look at all those labels. They're going to make sure that there's no animal products in there versus, you know, eating a plant-based diet and not really being as concerned with some of those extraneous
right
pieces.
Okay, see, that's interesting, because so often people come in, like I said, into the office, and, you know, they are the quote-unquote, you know, I'm a vegetarian. So you start trying to figure out what kind of a program you're going to put them on and stuff, and all of a sudden you're finding, you know, they're eating meat, they're, you know, they're eating chicken, they're eating fish, you know, they're having, you know, a hamburger, but it's, you know, they're not having something else, or they cut out, like, you know, sausages or something.
Right.
And so definition is just kind of crazy. It's across the board in as far as where people are or where aren't. So I like your definition of about plant-based whole food and all, because we use that a lot in our office over there.
And I think it's best, you know, when someone comes in and they say that they're vegetarian, I mean, even in my practice, people do that. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, well, tell me what exactly you mean by that. What is it you're eating and not eating?
Right.
And you will get some different definitions, but the on-paper definitions is what I've told you.
Right. Okay, that's always good. Yeah. Now, the big question that we have a lot of, from once we first find out their definition and what a true definition of a vegetarian or a vegan would be, how does one become, or how does one transition from, like, you know, saying eating, you know, a blood-dripping hamburger on a roll and stuff like that? And so what are the benefits of going from being a meat eater, carnivore type of a lifestyle and stuff, to more plant-based, whole food type of eating program and stuff?
There's so many benefits, so I'll try to list some of them.
Okay.
I mean, I often see people that have the trifecta, the high cholesterol, the borderline diabetes, or, you know, higher blood sugars and the extra weight. So, you know, for someone like that, animal products are the only foods that have cholesterol. You can certainly find saturated fat in plant foods, mm-hmm. but you're not going to find any cholesterol. So that
right.
is one, you know, major benefit. Plant foods tend to have all the fiber. You know, meat just doesn't have the fiber.
Right.
So, you know, soluble fiber we know is beneficial not only for gut health, but it helps to lower insulin levels. It helps with satiety, so people feel full for longer, mm-hmm. helps them stay on a weight loss program, and helps to actually clear cholesterol from the body. So eating more plant foods is certainly helpful in terms of somebody who, you know, is trying to reduce their risk of diabetes, or even just lower their blood sugars, lose weight, lower their cholesterol.
Okay, very good. We're going to stop for a quick commercial break, and we will return. So stay tuned, everyone, and here we go.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
We are back. I'm Dr. Miola from Nutrimosa Flemington, and our exciting guest here today explaining all those mysteries of terms and technologies and how to do things and all is Melissa Pickell. Pickell?
I'm not hearing you in here.
And so here we are. We're back on the air.
Yep.
Good. All right. So what we were going to talk about, transitioning from when we were off doing the commercials and stuff, we had a very interesting conversation about just how does one go about becoming more healthy using a whole foods, plant-based format and things like that, which a lot of patients come into the office and say, you know, do I have to, like, you know, give up meat? Do I have to give up this and all? So we're going to have somebody who does this for a living explain the proper technique of doing this and all. So go ahead. Let's hear some interesting things here, Melissa.
Yeah, so I get this question a lot in my practice, too. Oftentimes, a family will come in, a couple will come in, and I will say she often wants to eat more plants, but he wants to stick with his meat and potatoes. And so what she has been doing all this time is catering to that part of the meal. And so I feel that one of the great ways to transition is to, and when we say transition, you know, lots of people don't want to give up their animal proteins altogether, and you really don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
My mission is to get you to eat more plants, no matter what else is on your plate.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I try to get families to do is create a more plant-based meal and then use the animal protein as more of a garnish or a flavoring.
Excellent.
Or an add on top of.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, but the plant-based meal needs to be able to stand on its own. And that way, those people in the family who want to eat plants can.
Right, okay.
And those who want to eat animal proteins also can. But what typically happens is the people who want to only eat plants end up eating the potato and the side vegetable, and there hasn't been a lot of effort placed on those.
Right,
and
okay.
So it's boring,
mm-hmm,
and
okay.
It's not very exciting.
Right.
And so this way, you're creating a plant-based meal. An example, maybe something with black beans, brown rice, some vegetables, and then for the person who wants to eat chicken, they can put chicken on top of that. Some salsa, some avocado, and you have a meal.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe a chickpea and vegetable curry. And again, then the person who wants to eat the chicken or the animal protein can add that on top.
Right. The biggest question that we always had was, what do I substitute from a plant-based to get that protein source? Because people, are very, very confused, and they're very, very, once they hear, I'm giving up, hamburger and stuff, what am I going to use to get that protein? Because they've been so mindset into that and all. And again, that's another topic we'll talk about mindful eating. But where is that transition, and how do you substitute, a plant protein or an animal protein for a plant protein and all?
Well, as I've been talking about, It's really important to me that people don't substitute that way, because mm-hmm. there's going to be some disappointment. In other words, you really can't just say, okay, I'm going to have the same meal I had before, and instead of having a beef burger, I'm just going to have a black bean burger. After a while, that's going to be very boring.
Sure.
And
okay.
So that's why, looking to some of the ethnic, cooking, whether, Middle Eastern cooking or Indian cooking, all of our ethnic groups have plant-based meals
mm-hmm.
that we can focus on. But there's plenty of protein in beans and lentils, tofu, tempeh, seitan, which is basically wheat gluten, very high in protein,
okay.
very low in fat. If you are not on a gluten-free diet, it's actually a perfect...
Oh, wow, okay.
Mm-hmm. And it has kind of a meaty texture also.
Oh, okay.
So I want to encourage people to... And my mission is to get people to eat more plants. It isn't necessarily to convert everyone to a vegan diet.
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage people to, create some plant... centered meals, like I was talking mm-hmm. about, a chickpea curry or something like that. And instead of looking at it as I'm giving up, let's just look at it as you're adding more. You're adding more plants, you're adding more legumes,
right.
You're maybe adding some more whole grain foods.
Mm-hmm.
And before you know it, there's a lot less room on your plate for that big slab of meat.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So often we hear people, commenting and stuff, I'm going to have to give up that steak or that, McDonald's burger. And so it's like, that's a good thing to be doing and things.
Yes.
Because today's society, if you look at, pretty much all the advertising, the commercials and things that are out there, it's fast food, it's quick in and out, it's convenience and stuff with the salt, the sugar, the deep fats and stuff that the body has this liking for and stuff that just keeps that perpetuation going of eat, eat, eat all the time. I would assume then that when you are on a plant-based whole food eating lifestyle and stuff, you fill up very quickly, though, and all, and you have a true fullness as compared to an artificial one.
I definitely, there's a lot of fiber.
Mm-hmm.
Some people believe that eating a lot of protein keeps them full for a long time. I've been eating plants for over 30 years and plants only for... about 8 or 9 years. So,
oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. It does help you to feel full for a long time. Beans, and lentils have a lot of that soluble fiber.
Right.
In fact, if you just looked at the amount of fiber that we should be eating, 25 grams a day for women and about 38 grams a day for men. And to get that, just as an example, a bowl of oatmeal has maybe 3 or 4 grams. So think of how much of that you have to eat to get to 25 grams.
Oh, wow.
But a half a cup of beans or lentils, cooked beans or lentils, has 7.5 grams. So you're a fourth of the way there.
Right there then.
Just with that.
Mm-hmm.
So even just adding that to your salad, even if you do have chicken on your salad,
right.
add a half a cup of chickpeas,
mm-hmm.
and you're increasing your fiber intake.
Right. What are the more common beans then that people would use and stuff that seem to be like a common thing that people would start making that little transition and adding to?
I really like chickpeas. I love white beans. They're actually very bland.
Mm-hmm.
And black beans, I think, are pretty well known. I'm a big fan of lentils. We didn't talk really about inflammation, but a very alkalizing diet is helpful in terms of lowering inflammation in the body. And lentils are actually one of the most alkalizing foods you can eat.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very good choice as well.
Yeah.
And lentils come in, you know, red lentils, green lentils, French lentils, black lentils, regular lentils, brown lentils.
Any difference in as far as the color or the source
there's,
of it?
There are different sizes. There's different cooking times.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the protein and the fiber is going to be the same.
Pretty much the same, though. Okay.
But I think they have a little bit slightly different tastes and different uses, you know, based on cooking times and. Red lentils make great curries and soups.
Oh, okay.
And, so those are great. And from an inflammation perspective, you know, we want to try to include more greens. Not so much spinach. It's actually a little more acidifying, but collard greens, kale, bok choy, turnip greens, those are all very alkalizing greens.
Okay.
So we know that inflammation is tied to many of today's health issues. Certainly the big three, cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. But I also work with people that have autoimmune conditions. So, you know, arthritis, multiple sclerosis, mm-hmm. rheumatoid arthritis, inflammatory bowel disease like Crohn's and ulcerative colitis.
Right.
You name it, really, when we have inflammation in the body, it could be related to a food sensitivity. And it could be related to, you know, how much acid we're putting in. Diet's only really a part of that. We know that, you know, body products, medications, stress, environmental stress, and pollution, toxins, all of those will contribute to inflammation in the body as well. So
Right. It's
really kind of looking at everything in your life. What are you cleaning your house with?
Exactly. You know, so often, like, we agree on so many of the points and stuff with our program and all, you know, it comes all the way down to even, like, you know, what, you know, people think, oh, I'm going to get a new bed, so the mattress, you know, it's outcropping formaldehyde and all kinds of chemicals, and they start experiencing all this inflammation going on in the body, and you're saying, like, you know, what's the newest thing, you know, in your body, and stuff. Well, I haven't changed my eating habits, and then finally they got, oh, I got a new mattress about 3 months ago, and then all of a sudden, boom, there it is. So environmental stressors and toxins are such a key thing, and just one of many things, like you said, that play a key role into it, Norm. So how would one go about, say they come into your office and they've got some inflammation, chronic inflammation, or, you know, that people will call it chronic inflammation, but they can have there are all kinds of different diagnoses, these diabetes, you know, high cholesterol, they could have rheumatoid, they could have, you know, the lupus, mm-hmm. You know, high blood pressure going on. So what would be some of the things that you would take a look at and make some suggestions, not so much changes, but suggestions to and all?
Well, I do have them fill out a very detailed nutrition and health history before I work with them.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's, you know, an established autoimmune condition, the first thing I'm going to do is look at food sensitivities. Sometimes people have, you know, had the testing. I actually offer a food sensitivity testing through my office. It is a blood test.
Mm-hmm.
I have a nurse that will come to your house and draw the blood for you.
Okay.
And that tests 120 foods and 30 food chemicals.
Oh, okay.
Now, food chemicals can be things like red dye, blue dye, Splenda, you know, or aspartame, things like that. But food chemicals are also naturally found in foods. You know, like we know about nightshades, for example, which mm-hmm. actually the chemical is solanine. So it's found in peppers and eggplants and, you know, certain nightshade vegetables. That can cause inflammation to someone who's sensitive to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we're looking at 120 foods, 30 food chemicals to see about food sensitivities. At the very least, I probably will work with someone and take a look at whether gluten and dairy, those are two pretty big ones, at that typically taking those foods out can help reduce inflammation. And then, you know, going through a very detailed diet history, you know, I do have people that come, that show up and they are going to McDonald's or other fast foods, or they're eating processed foods at home, things that come in packages. And, you know, obviously those foods are just not as supportive to health as eating whole food. And notice I didn't say whole food plant-based, but whole food. I mean, that is really the number one goal, eating food the way it came out of the earth.
Right.
You know, without it having been put through, you know, all kinds of process.
What we're going to do is we're going to take a little break and we're going to come right back. So hang on, everybody.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
North Korea's provocation threatened regional and global security despite unanimous condemnation by the United Nations Security Council.
Defense Secretary James Mattis in Asia meeting with his counterparts in several Asian nations about North Korea. Mattis's meetings with his counterparts in Asia comes ahead of President Trump's scheduled trip to the region. Republican leadership pushing tax relief. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell appeared on Fox News Sunday.
Going to be hashed out in the open in the Ways and Means Committee in the House and the Finance Committee in the Senate. I can tell you what the overall goal is, middle class tax relief.
A Tampa, Florida neighborhood on edge as police say there could be a serial killer on the loose. Police are warning residents in the neighborhood of Seminole Heights to be on high alert after the shooting deaths of three people. Investigators say they believe the killings are connected based on their proximity and time frame. USA Radio News.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24-Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24-Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24-Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
Franklin Graham calls it a must-see.
Don't you dare tell me about the love and the compassion of your so-called God.
Mike Huckabee calls it a giant step forward for the faith-based genre.
Do you believe that God hears?
God always answers prayers.
Jerry Falwell Jr. says Let There Be Light offers forgiveness and hope when it's needed most. Kevin Sorbo and Sean Hannity present the most anticipated Christian movie of the year. Let There Be Light. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13 in theaters October 27th. Find a theater at lettherebelightmovie.com.
The sentencing of deserter Bo Bergdahl being delayed, correspondent Chris Barnes reports.
Bergdahl charged with desertion and misbehaving before the enemy and, if convicted, could do life in prison. After brief proceedings on Monday in the Fort Bragg, North Carolina courtroom, the court recessed until Wednesday morning after the defense filed a motion to dismiss the case based on comments made by President Trump. During the 2016 campaign, then-candidate Trump called Bergdahl a traitor and said he should be shot for walking off his post. I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump is meeting with Singapore Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong at the White House today. The two leaders are going to be delivering a joint statement after their private meeting, but they're not expected to take questions from the media. The meeting is coming ahead of President Trump's big scheduled trip to Asia next month. The president will visit Japan, South Korea, China, Vietnam, and the Philippines. He's expected to be questioned very heavily on North Korea while he's in the region. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
NFL players are continuing to protest the anthem, but not as bad as it has been. Correspondent Mark Mayfield takes a look.
Several San Francisco 49ers players knelt during the national anthem before their game with the Cowboys. Dallas defensive lineman David Irving raised his fist during the anthem, as did Rams defensive end Robert Quinn. Titans wide receiver Rishard Matthews remained in the tunnel for the anthem and joined his teammates after the anthem was over. The Dolphins saw a reduced amount of police security at their game Sunday versus the Jets in Miami. Dade County Police Benevolent Association President John Rivera told the Miami Herald on Sunday that normally 400 officers are present at games, but only about 270 volunteered to work the game in response to player protests.
The Russian government is attacking the U.S. military through public relation purposes. Here's correspondent Bill Zinfer with a report.
The statement from the Russian Defense Ministry called the airstrikes a barbaric bombardment, comparing the devastation to the bombing of Dresden, Germany in World War II. The statement suggested the U.S. is trying to cover up the fact that thousands of civilians were killed in the airstrikes by saying the coalition was liberating them from ISIS. A coalition spokesman said they took all possible measures to avoid civilian deaths.
A frat house where Penn State Pledge died is now renting out rooms at the disbanded and disgraced Beta Theta Pi fraternity. On football weekends, alumni can rent rooms at the fraternity house in State College, Pennsylvania for $50 to $350 a night. USA Radio News.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Miola with Nutrimost of Flemington, and we have Melissa Paquel, who is our registered dietitian, who's got so much information ahead of us. And also, we're going to jump right back into it. As we were talking off air and stuff, they do an extensive blood working, if need be, and all. And then she tries to just inform people and demonstrate to them how effective, like, a whole food transition could be, not so much just plant-based and all, but whole foods and all. So we're going to explore that a little bit more. And also, we were talking about mindful eating. Now, most of you say, well, I think about every time I eat and stuff. Well, no, this is a little bit more in-depth, folks. So we're going to get from the expert here what mindful eating is going to be all about. Okay, let's go on and see what's going here.
So actually, we left off talking about food sensitivity testing, which not everybody needs to have. It is kind of an expensive test. But outside of that, there's all other ways of identifying what food sensitivities people have. So that's some of the work that I do. I want to mention that I also work with people what I call the new you feel great makeover. And this is a program that I put together for people who wanted to really dive in to the deep end of the pool and not only learn about, you know, what is going to support their health best, but also to actually have cooking sessions with me in their home.
Oh, wow. That's great.
So I do home visits for this. Mm-hmm. It involves a full nutrition evaluation, just as I do for every person that I work with. One other piece to this is what I call the symptom survey. And this is actually it's an evaluation and assessment of all the different body systems.
Mm, okay.
And it allows us to have a numeric value to what someone is feeling in their body prior to starting a program, whether that's the food sensitivity test or whether that's just working with me or doing this makeover. It's nice to see where you've been and then to see, you know, after a month of doing something where you've come to.
Right, yeah.
And we forget because we're feeling really good, so we forget how bad we were feeling before mm-hmm. or how many symptoms we had in our body before.
And especially having those numerical values and stuff, you can say, remember last time, you know, your stomach was causing like, you know, 9 out of 10
yes.
on the thing. Now where are you? And they'll say, oh, down at a 5 or a 4 and stuff. You say, well, look at how much more you've improved.
Exactly. So mm-hmm. this is, you know, they can actually see from time to time, for month to month, how they're improving.
Right.
I'd love to use that and see, you know, how people change. The makeover involves a full, a nutrition assessment. And then depending on what that person's goals are, nutrition and health goals, we will set up a program. The cooking sessions can be 1 or 2 of them or even 4.
Oh, okay.
And those are about 1.5 hours each where I come to the house. We've figured out ahead of time what we're going to be making, usually 3 to 4 dishes.
Oh, okay.
And I will have the client will shop for the ingredients, and then we will we'll actually cook together.
Oh, okay.
And it's a chance
to... That's so much better than, yeah.
It's a chance to explore, you know, whole grains that you didn't know. Like, I've heard of buckwheat, but I don't know what to do with it. Or, mm-hmm. Yeah, fennel sounds interesting, or Swiss chard, but I don't know what to do with those. So either working in some of these foods that people are a little afraid to try on their own, or even just trying plant-based diet or whole food plant-based diet for a couple of weeks to see what changes in their body.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All those menus that I use are tailored to the individual and their food sensitivities, likes, dislikes. And they're all 100% whole food, plant-based, and they're gluten-free.
Okay, which is another issue that a majority of the population out here seems to be experiencing. So that's great to have that component covered with that.
And then if they want to add that animal protein on top, you know, again, we have a plant-centered meal that stands alone.
Mm-hmm.
And for those people who want to put their salmon or their chicken on top, they can certainly do that. So it's... You know, it allows them both.
Okay.
And I find, especially with couples, sometimes there's, you know, two different desires in the meal time.
Exactly,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. We were going to talk a little bit about mindful eating.
Mindful eating and stuff, so this would be a great time. Tell us now, what is mindful eating? People, you know, in their minds and stuff, it's like, you know, think about what you're eating and all, but this goes much more in depth than that.
You know, I've been doing this, teaching this for a while, and it occurred to me some time ago that we should rename it, because mindful eating gives the impression that you should be in your thinking mind, but really mindful eating is dropping down into your body.
Okay.
And it's huge. So often we're walking around in our thinking mind, and we allow external messages to drive our choices. Maybe that's what our friends are eating, or our family. Maybe it's what we see celebrities doing, following certain kinds of diets or certain kinds of extreme ways of, you know, managing body weight. And all of that is external to us. Mindful eating is really getting back to, you know, listening to the body. We're born mindful eaters.
Mm-hmm, okay.
You know, my example is, you know, if you've had a niece or a nephew or a grandchild or child of your own and you remember feeding them, how do babies know that they're full? I mean, they don't have language yet, so they can't say, oh, I'm full. But when they've had enough, we know that you cannot get that bottle back in their mouth. They are going to turn their head. They're going to clamp their lips. They're going to twist their body. Because they know they've had enough. And that's how we're all born.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a shut-off valve.
Right.
But what happens over time is all these external messages come through.
Those are the questions. What keeps you from squirming around and saying, I've had enough?
Right. But, I mean, even as parents, you know, I'm sure we've all done it. You know, well, you don't get dessert until you eat all your, you know, vegetables. Mm-hmm. That's a message that is encouraging a child to not listen to their own body. So we need to stop, you know, we need to encourage parents to stop doing that kind mm-hmm. of talk. But in the meantime, we've all grown up to kind of listen to these things that are not within us. So mindful eating is really getting back to what is my physical body telling me about satiety. It's getting to a place where I don't need to be over full. I can be comfortably satisfied. And knowing where that is.
Very good terms. Comfortably satisfied, being full or stuffed or I've
exactly.
had enough type of a thing. Yeah.
Yeah. We never want to be at that place where, you know, I call it the Thanksgiving syndrome, you know. It's probably the holiday when people overeat the most.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you need to put on a pair of sweatpants because you can't zip anything.
Exactly. Yeah.
Lay down on the couch and moan a little bit.
Mm-hmm. That always seems to be the synonym with that and stuff. You know, I got to undo my pants and
right.
stuff so I can have some pumpkin pie.
Have a little more. And so, but one of the feeders to this is, again, with the messages, We have a list of shoulds and shouldn'ts. You know, if I don't think that I should be eating the pumpkin pie, then it's going to feel like a forbidden food. And then what's going to happen is on the time that I actually am in front of the pumpkin pie, I'm going to want to eat a whole lot of it because I'm really not supposed to be eating it. Supposed to, in quotes.
Right.
If we give ourselves permission to eat these foods in a reasonable portion and in a reasonable number of times, it ceases to have power over us. You know, hey, it's not forbidden. I can eat pumpkin pie whenever I want. And I can eat a small piece because that's all it takes to satisfy me. I don't need to eat a piece and go back and go back and go back until it's gone because I only allow myself this treat once a year. So that there's a lot of psychology involved in this.
Oh, and psychology is such a huge thing as far as the overeating syndrome that goes on with so many people here in today's society.
Right. So we need to start allowing ourselves some treats and learn what a reasonable portion is. My husband and I just returned from France, from Provence. And it's a slower pace than, you know, Paris or any of the big cities. It's really the country, and a lot of fresh foods are grown there. There were almond trees at the place where we were staying, and you could literally bend down, pick up almonds, go find a rock, crack them open.
Oh, jeez.
Rosemary is, a hedge. It grows everywhere. Mm-hmm. So there's abundance in, you know, ingredients that are right there. But what I really enjoyed was just the slow pace of the food. And, you know, the markets are just gorgeous. Lots of fruits and vegetables, lots of local fruits and vegetables.
Right.
Even everything that wasn't local was labeled as to where it came from.
All right. We're going to take a little break here now, and we will return.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back here. This is Dr. Miola with Get Healthy Hunterdon, and we are talking with our exciting guest here now. This is Melissa Pickell, and she's a registered dietitian, and we were going to be talking about how to get a hold of this wonderful young lady in order to find out more about mindful eating, transitioning with a very easy way of going from carnivore into a little more whole food or plant-based nutrition. So why don't you go ahead and tell us how people can get a hold of you, what programs you're working with now and stuff, which is very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, my phone number is 908-334-2025. They can also take a look at my website, which is pickellnutrition.com. They can follow me on Instagram. I have lots of food and mindful eating food photographs. And that is, you find me at Pickell Nutrition. And I have two Facebook pages for anyone who's interested in following me there. One is called New You Nutrition, and the other is called Marvelous Meatless Meals. And that one started out as an offshoot from my book, which is Marvelous Meatless Meals, everyday recipes that are gluten and dairy free and vegetarian. And so that book is available on Amazon in paperback, and also it's available for any e-reader as an e-book.
Okay. Good.
And it's available through me for anyone who's local or for clients.
Mm-hmm. Have we done audio tapes yet?
No audio tapes. I want to say that I work with people by distance also. Yes, I do work with people, you know, locally. I have two office spaces that I use. One is in Clinton Township and the other is in Lambertville. But I also do home visits, and that can be pretty much anywhere. Not just in Hunterdon County, but I've worked with people in Morris County and other places.
Oh, okay, so you do reasonable traveling and stuff.
Absolutely.
Okay. We'll use that term, reasonable.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. And reasonable is actually turned into Ohio. So
yes, tell us about that little trip next that
week,
you're going to be doing.
I'm excited. Next week I'm going to Ohio. I'll be spending the whole week with a family friend who's asked me to come and teach her what I know. And we are going to be doing a lot of plant-based meals, learning about, how to cook different vegetables and whole grains and put those kinds of meals together. And I'll be staying with them for a whole week and really cooking and teaching. And we'll be holding a couple of cooking parties.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Something else that I offer.
That's interesting.
A cooking party is not a cooking lesson or session. It's fun. It's not supposed to be pre-TTT nutrition-y. It's a gathering of your friends in your home and with a preset menu that's more of a party menu.
Oh, okay.
I purchase all the ingredients, and everyone brings their own as close to a chef knife as possible, and their own cutting board.
Uh-huh.
And we work in your kitchen and prepare a great meal, and then you sit down and you enjoy that meal with your friends, maybe some wine. I will clean up the pots for you.
Oh, my God. Where do I sign up for this?
That's a great offer. So I also do that. And then I do just cooking sessions with people who, you know, all right, well, I know what to do, but I just don't know how to cook this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's possible. And I do Skype or phone sessions with people, can be in any state.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked with people in Colorado, as far away as Colorado.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Very easy to do. You know, handouts get emailed, and I've worked with college students in other states when they're in school, and it works out very well. I did want to mention that I was recently started something new. I'm working as a per diem dietitian with the Dean Ornish program right here in Flemington at Hunterdon Medical Center.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Dean Ornish program for reversing heart disease.
Oh, wow.
And it's a program I can really get behind because it is a whole food, plant-based program.
Oh, my God, this is right up your alley.
They do allow actually a little bit of non-fat dairy and egg whites.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, it's whole food, plant-based, very low in fat. And I'm very excited. I've really just gotten started with my training.
Okay.
But I've known about Dr. Ornish for over 30 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's been a guru in as far as health and nutrition for the longest time, yeah.
Right. And what's exciting about this program is it's a team approach. So it's not just the nutrition. Someone who comes into the program is getting a stress management component with yoga. There's a coping or support part of the program where there's, group sessions and, working with a counselor. And then there's a physical activity component as well. So it's really a full lifestyle program.
Mm.
And I think that really helps to ensure someone's success.
Right.
And then you have all these people working with you. So lots of different people to connect with. And, of course, other people in the program and not just one-on-one.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So very excited. There's three Ornish programs in the state of New Jersey only. We're very blessed to have one here in Hunterdon.
Right here in Hunterdon County.
And, people can come from anywhere to be part of that. So very excited to be
Excellent.
Starting
we'll
with
be
them.
We'll be wanting to keep our eye on you then as you progress along then and all.
Right.
So that'll be good. Keep us posted then. Excellent. Very good. So with the last couple of minutes and stuff, can you give us any kind of parting words for somebody who wants to transition into anything?
My wisest words on this, and it's a question that I get asked a lot, for people who really do want to transition to a plant-based diet and aren't really sure how to do that, all you have to do is turn everything upside down. Where you used to make the meat the center of the plate, mm-hmm. you now want to make your vegetables, beans, and whole grains the center of the plate. Use your animal protein as more of a garnish or flavoring.
Right.
And take your focus instead of, you know, oh, how shall I make this chicken? Instead of focusing on how you're going to make the animal protein, focus on what you're going to do with the vegetables and the legumes so that it becomes a delicious standalone meal. And then use the animal protein as a garnish. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody knows how to make chicken.
Just so many different ways you can do it. That's right. It then, yeah.
So, mm-hmm. you know, for me, something very simple that I like doing now, taking some Swiss chard, sauteing that either with broth or with a little olive oil, some garlic if you like it, some onion, maybe some tomato, and throwing some white beans in there.
Oh, okay.
You know, and maybe some fresh herbs.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, serving that with polenta or some whole grain brown rice, quinoa. And then, so again, you know, for the person that could stand alone for me,
right? Exactly. Yeah.
But for someone who wanted to, they could throw, you know, a piece of salmon on there or some chicken strips or something like that, and you know, enjoy, be satisfied by that, and then hopefully that portion of salmon or chicken is a lot less than it used to be, so they're getting less cholesterol, less saturated fat, less total fat.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Yeah. I'm getting hungry listening to all these great things and all. So why don't we just wrap up? We have a couple minute or two and stuff. How the people can get a hold of you, telephone number, website, Facebook.
Right. So, again, it's Melissa Piquel, and my practice is called New You Nutrition. My number is 908-334-2025. You can reach me at the website, PiquelNutrition.com. You can go to the contact me through there and send me an email. New You Nutrition on Facebook, or also on Facebook, Marvelous Meatless Meals. And if you would like to see my beautiful food photographs, it's at Piquel Nutrition on Instagram.
Very good. All right, everybody. I think we had an excellent show here today, and we're probably going to want to invite this young lady back as we go through the seasons and the upcoming holidays and stuff for some great ideas about how to make some simple transitions from whole food, plant-based, and get rid of some of all that carnivore food that we're chowing down on and stuff. So you may be able to stay awake during the football game on Thanksgiving or see Santa Claus come down the chimney at Christmas Eve and all. So with that, this is Dr. Mueller from Nutrimost of Flemington saying we had a great time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Very good. And we'll see everybody next week, Monday from 12 to 1.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon
Excellent.
Medical Center.
Good job.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
journalist.
And a journalist that CNN's Anderson Cooper admired.
From the time I was a kid, I remember zeroing in on Bob Simon as being everything I ever wanted to be.
Bob Simon was 73. I'm Shelley Adler.
A rookie New York City police officer is pleading not guilty to a series of charges related to the shooting of an unarmed black man. More from New York correspondent Warren Levinson.
Police officer Peter Liang pleaded not guilty to six counts, including manslaughter and official misconduct in the shooting.